From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Tomorrow in Cambodia, a day many thought would never come, a trial for one of the surviving leaders of the Khmer Rouge for crimes against humanity. It has been 30 years since the bloody regime killed as many as 2 million Cambodians. That was between 1975 and 1979. Five senior members of that regime are in custody for their role in those deaths, but not a single Khmer Rouge leader has been brought to trial until now. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Phnom Penh.
Phnom Penh's infamous Tuol Sleng prison was packed over the weekend with more tourists than usual. As the country prepared for tomorrow's trial of the man who once ran the Khmer Rouge torture center, Gung Gyek Gyil, better known as Comrade Duik.
How many plates that Pol Pot killed? 343. The plate for torture, 167.
Cambodian guides rattled off gruesome statistics about the horror inflicted by the Khmer Rouge. An estimated 16,000 people were brought to the torture center during the Khmer Rouge rule. Fewer than a dozen survived. Chum Mai is one of the survivors. Sitting on the floor of an empty classroom at the former high school turned torture center, he explains how his tormentors beat him, used electric shocks, and pulled out his fingernails, all in order to try to get him to confess to being a CIA spy. 30 years later, Chum Mai says he wants to be the first into the courtroom tomorrow to see Doi. I was luckier than most, he says. I survived. But the Khmer Rouge killed my wife and my four daughters. For them and for all the others, he says, I want to see Doik and the others pay. The case against Doik is strong. The Khmer Rouge kept meticulous records at Tuol Sleng. Eyewitness accounts from survivors and former Khmer Rouge soldiers make it even stronger. The head of Doik's security detail at the torture center back then is a man named Him Hoi, who now lives in a modest home about an hour's drive from Phnom Penh. Him Hoi says one of his tasks at Tuol Sleng was to escort prisoners from the torture center to the killing fields at Chuang Aik. On several occasions, Him Hoi says, Doik made him prove his loyalty by taking part in executions there. I remember one day in particular, Him Hoi says, when Doik asked me if I was a true believer in the revolution. I said yes, and he told me to prove it. So I took a metal rod, Him Hoi says, and smashed it against the skull of one of the prisoners kneeling there. Then another Khmer Rouge came over, Him Hoi says, and slit the man's throat to make sure he was dead. Him Hoi says he's convinced he would have been killed too had he not obeyed. I am a victim as well, he says, and want Doik to be punished. He killed my brother and he made me do things I can never forget. But there's skepticism about whether the tribunal will be able to deliver the justice so many here crave. The court is a hybrid affair with Cambodian and foreign judges, an uneasy marriage that's already yielded allegations of corruption and political interference by the Cambodian side. Last month, the Canadian co-prosecutor wanted to add six more names to the list, but his Cambodian counterpart rejected that idea, saying it would do nothing to help achieve national reconciliation. Some here say more suspects might embarrass the government, a government that includes many former Khmer Rouge, the Prime Minister, Hun Sen, among them. And in fact, many here believe that no one but Doik will be tried.
He will be the only one and will be the last.
For sure.
Yeah.
Kai Kim Song is a Cambodian journalist whose skepticism is shared by many, who believe the government is okay with making an example of Doik, but is secretly hoping the other four aging leaders will simply die before it's their turn. The government, of course, denies this, but few here seem to believe it. Others, though, say some justice may be better than none. This is Van Nath, another Tuol Sleng survivor, who wrote a book about his experiences there, an accomplished artist who, just a few years ago, was deeply pessimistic that anyone would ever be tried. Now Van Nath says he too is looking forward to being in the courtroom tomorrow when Doik is brought in. I'm very happy and I'm very surprised, Van Nath says. I wouldn't have thought this possible just a few years ago. For me, he says, what happens to the other four isn't as important as what happens to Doik. My story is with him at Tuol Sleng, he says. I want to see Doik punished. I want justice. And after waiting for so long, Van Nath says, I'm starting to believe it just might happen. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Phnom Penh.